Welcome back. You're with the news at 1 on RTE Radio 1. To the UK now, a public inquiry into the devastating fire at London's Grenfell Tower in 2017 has blamed the disaster on failings by the UK government, the construction industry, and the firms involved in fitting the exterior with flammable cladding. It also said that the London Fire Brigade lacked a strategy to evacuate the building once they'd lost control. 72 people died in the fire on June 14th, 2017. It was the worst disaster in the worst fire in the UK since the Second World War. Chairman of the inquiry, Martin Moorbeek, delivered his final statement earlier, 7 years after the fire.
The simple truth is that the deaths that occurred were all avoidable, and those who lived in the tower were badly failed over a number of years and in a number of different ways by those who were responsible for ensuring the safety of the building and its occupants.
Well, let's go to London now and speak with journalist Enda Brady. Enda, good afternoon and thank you for joining us. This report followed a six-year public inquiry. What are the main findings?
So, a long-awaited public inquiry, and we now know that there was systemic dishonesty by the cladding companies involved. So the key point really was about the speed in which the fire, which broke out in an apartment in the block, spread. And it spread like nothing London Fire Brigade had ever dealt with before. And of course, it quickly became apparent. I was on the ground the next morning and in the weeks and days afterwards, it quickly became apparent that this cladding was like a lightning rod. The flames literally licked onto the cladding and it just shot up the building. London Fire Brigade had never seen anything like it. The end result, as we know, 72 people lost their lives, 18 children, 54 adults. And the report today, the standout headline really, is that all of those lives were lost, that were avoidable. This should not have happened.
The families of the victims, and they've said that they wanted this to be a landmark report, and they spoke about the spider's web of blame that was spun during the hearings, this blame being spread among many, many people. Is the report spreading blame among many people or many, many organisations?
Well, nobody escapes. I think the report has been extremely thorough, painstakingly researched. Hundreds and hundreds of witnesses gave evidence, and the chairman, Sir Martin Moorbeek, is to be complimented for a very, very thorough job indeed. Look, he has looked at the tenant management organisation, the local council, whose job it was to oversee Grenfell and towers like it. That's Kensington and Chelsea, the Royal Borough Council there. Politicians, contractors, the cladding companies, construction companies, nobody has escaped criticism in this report. So I think what happens next now really is what the families want. They want criminal prosecutions.
And there is a police investigation underway into the causes of this fire. A lengthy inquiry, I suppose, expected there too. When can we expect an outcome to that?
No time soon. We're hearing from the Crown Prosecution Service, which is England's answer to the DPP. They're saying that there's still a lot of work to do, and it could be years before we see criminal prosecutions. Now, it's interesting that the current Prime Minister, the new Labour Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, he was quite kind of restricted in what he could say today. Wednesday, of course, lunchtime, Prime Minister's questions. And he was very, very wary as a former chief prosecutor himself. He was a DPP here a long time ago. He knows that what he says today could be used in court at some point in the future. So he doesn't want to cause any prejudice to any potential criminal proceedings in the future. But Starmer has said two key points from him today. He will be writing to all of the companies named involved to stop them getting any further British government contracts. And secondly, he wants to pursue criminal prosecutions as soon as possible.
What have the families had to say today?
The families really were remembering their loved ones and their friends who lost their lives. They feel that today, as much as it is a very, very important step, that the journey is not over. And they want justice, and they will not stop fighting and campaigning and giving interviews and speaking publicly about Grenfell. So I thought it was quite a measured statement from the Grenfell families that we saw earlier on. They didn't take any questions. It was just a simple statement. But for them today, it was all about remembering the people they lost, the 54 adults, 18 children, and looking towards the next step on the path to justice. and getting those criminal prosecutions.
Enda Brady in London, thank you very much for speaking with us today. The Irish firm Kingspan also faced heavy criticism in the report released today. Well, to tell us more, we're joined by our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan. Brian, what was the involvement of Kingspan in relation to Grenfell Tower?
Yeah, Justin, about 5% of the total insulation used on Grenfell Tower was a thing called K15 Cooltherm, which was manufactured by Kingspan. Now, the company was not aware until after the fire that this product had been used, as it had been installed without its knowledge. K15 is described as a rigid foam board with foil bonded to both faces. The report states that the foam used is combustible with a short time to ignition. It also found, however, that the principal reason for the fire spread was that cladding that we heard Enda talk about there, and that cladding was not made by Kingspan.
And what did the report say about Kingspan, the company?
Well, the report found that the company had made a false claim about its product's suitability for use in the external wall of any building over 18 metres in height, regardless of its design or other components. The report describes as disastrous tests that had been performed in 2007 and 2008 on systems incorporating the then current form of K15. But it goes on to say that Kingspan did not withdraw the product from the market despite its own concerns about fire performance. The inquiry found that Kingspan concealed information from a compliance authority and had succeeded in obtaining a certificate that contained false statements about this product, K15. The report found that Kingspan had cynically exploited the industry's lack of detail knowledge about insulation and cladding fire safety tests. The inquiry also concluded that the dishonest strategies of Kingspan and another company, Arconic, had succeeded in large measure due to the incompetence of the compliance certification organisation BBA.
So some strong criticism of Kingspan there. What did the company have to say today?
Yeah, so it has issued a statement this lunchtime saying that it is extending its deepest sympathies to those impacted by the tragedy. Kingspan said it welcomed the publication of this report, which it described as crucial to public understanding of what went wrong and why. The company said the report explains clearly and unambiguously that the type of insulation, whether combustible or non-combustible, was immaterial and that the principal reason for the fire spread was cladding, which was not made by Kingspan. Now, it said it has acknowledged the unacceptable historical failings that occurred in part of its UK insulation business and that while these are deeply regrettable, they were not found to be a cause of the tragedy. The company added that it has already addressed these issues, including the implementation of measures to improve conduct and compliance standards. Now, Kingspan is the sponsor of Ulster Rugby, Justin, and in a statement this lunchtime, Ulster Rugby said that it noted the comments expressed in today's report, along with the detailed findings. Our thoughts are with all those affected by the Grenfell Tower fire, Ulster Rugby said. A spokesperson said, as was announced at the beginning of the year, Kingspan's sponsorship of Ulster Rugby will come to an end in June 2025, following an agreed 12-month transitionary period.